Hi, welcome back to Soul Body Bliss. This lesson is on your keystone habit. So as you've been going through this course, you've been incorporating a lot of new practices or refining habits that you've already had, and there's a lot to take in. As the weeks progress and as you go on, you might notice how all the different habits influence each other. Some of them can kind of shake things up. Things might need to kind of fall apart and break down before you can rebuild them into a place you want. And it's a lot of moving parts. So one habit may fit well and kind of zip together with another few habits. Other habits might shift things around and change your old habits. And so there's a lot to kind of work with. So what I want you to focus on now and really look at is really defining and clarifying what your keystone habit is. And what does keystone mean? Keystone is, from a stonemason's perspective, is the specific stone that fits into an arc or a curved doorway. So when the stonemasons are building an arc or a curved doorway, when they're building a building, they find one keystone that perfectly fits into the top of the arc. And when it fits perfectly into place, it allows that arc or that curved doorway to bear weight. So it not only builds strength into the arc or the doorway, but it allows then the building to be expanded upon for like the next floor, the next level of the bridge to be strong and hold weight. So this keystone has to fit in perfectly. It has to be the keystone that goes into the arch of the doorway to not only hold the arc, but everything above it. So in our world of practicing these new lifestyle habits, your keystone habit is the habit that supports the rest of your habits and supports them or helps you bear more weight in life. It's the habit that puts everything into place and supports things to unfold in the way that you want it to reach your goals, hit your targets, and really architect the life that you're looking for. So how to look at your keystone habit is just kind of looking at what habit that you have that really influences the rest of the habits. You know, when you do that habit, it has a big ripple or domino effect on the rest of your day and the other choices that you make and how you feel throughout the day. So one example would be exercise. A lot of people have that as a keystone habit. They know that when they exercise, they're more likely to crave healthier plant-based foods. They're going to eat with healthier habits. They're going to wait until they're really hungry and have that full, satisfying meal. They're going to drink more water throughout the day. They're more likely to relax in the evening and go to sleep early and sleep really well and sleep deeply and feel rested. And so that's just a really direct way to feel light, clear, and energized in their body and stable in emotions and have like a positive attitude for the rest of the day. A lot of reasons that exercise can be a keystone habit. Another example would be meditation. For a lot of people, when they sit down and meditate, it's like they know if I have that, you know, 15 or 20 minute meditation every day, I'm calm, I'm stable, I'm responsive instead of reactive. I'm more easily guided by my higher self or my deeper place of my heart and my soul, you know, rather than feeling that I'm carried around in the winds of the day or feeling stressed out by things. Another example would be going to sleep early. If you know that when you go to sleep early that you are going to get the deep rest that you need in the rest of the day, you're going to wake up earlier the next day and have time to do the early morning practices of doing a meditation, doing a breath body practice, have time to eat a really nutritious breakfast, and not crave sugar or sweets or caffeine or, you know, things to get an energy fix throughout the rest of the day. It's like, that's a great keystone habit, going to bed early. It might even be earlier, later dinner, and which is one of the reasons why we focus on that habit as one of the first things in the course. Because when you have an earlier, lighter dinner, you are supported to have an easy cleanup and have a relaxing evening. And that relaxing evening supports you to go to sleep early and get deep rest. And then everything can ripple out into the next day in a positive way from there. So whatever the keystone habit is, you just want to get clear and recognize it and clarify it and honor it. What is your habit that sets the foundation for the rest of the habits to fall into place and remain strong? What habit gives you the most strength? What habit has the most positive impact on how you feel? What's the habit that creates a domino effect in the best way for the rest of your day? And maybe if you know it doesn't happen, things might unravel in the wrong kind of way or not the way you want to. Or what habit is the most important for you to really hit your goals and meet your target? That's the habit that you want to focus on. You want to figure out if that's your habit. What are all of the little micro things that you need to do to architect that habit, to make sure that habit happens? For example, like for me, for earlier to bed, if I want to make earlier to bed happen, I need to make sure that I'm not working past, 7:30. I need to make sure that I'm not on my computer after 8:30. I need to make sure that I close things down and go into my evening routine by 9 o'clock to make sure that I can get to bed at a certain time. So I'd get really clear on what are all those little things, the small habits that I have to structure to automate to make sure that my keystone habit happens. If your habit's earlier, later dinner, you want to make sure you're menu planning, that you batch task the ingredients that you need or have something ready for you in the fridge or whatever it is for you. Get really clear on that and know what you need to do to make sure, to support yourself, to make sure that your keystone habit can happen. And in that sense, then, the rest of the habits will be supported to also fall into place. And it's also, you can recognize too that your keystone habit might change. A year from now, you might even have different goals that you want to reach. You might be in a different place. Your keystone habit might be automated. And so your keystone habit could shift into something else that, supports you of where you're currently at and where you need to go. So it's also something good to recognize. All right, that's it for Keystone Habit. And if you have questions, comments, want to talk more about it, bring the conversation to the forum, or we can talk about it in our live call.